a team from Harborview Medical Center decided to spy on pedestrians last summer at 20 major intersections in Seattle, including this one on Jackson Street in the International District. About 3 out of 10 were distracted while they walked across the street. Some were wearing earphones or talking on a phone or looking down at a smartphone.
The minute you check and see who it is, your brain is elsewhere.
Dr. Beth Ebel, a pediatrician at Harborview, is senior author of the study.
And your brain is not engaged in a task like walking in the middle of the street.
Ebel says reading or sending a text message leads to a lot more risky behavior than just talking on the phone. They found pedestrians who appeared to be texting were 4 times more likely to do something dangerous, such as step off the curb without looking or walk slowly across a busy street. Most people realize it's hazardous, but they don't think they're the ones taking risks.
You think of all the people who've probably walked in front of your car, and you think, oh, this exact same thing happened to me the other day. But you might not be thinking about the fact that you might be doing it too.
Some cities are considering laws against texting while walking. Ebel is a big fan of walking, and she says a better first step is for all of us to be more aware and start setting boundaries on when the smartphones should be turned off. Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.